This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. And I know most of you that know me right now are saying, he's not a mountain of muscle. He's like barely muscular.
I didn't have my microphone on, but I was almost in the middle of a drink and it almost came out.
That is the voice of Todd Michaels, who is sitting in for the lovable producer, Conrad. Again, Todd was with me last Tuesday. He's with me tonight. Conrad will be back tomorrow night. Good to see you again, buddy.
Love being here.
It's great to have you. Did you have a good, I know you don't like holidays and you're kind of a bah humbugger to some degree, but did you enjoy some time off?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
I slept in every day. I slept in. Sleeping in for me is like 6, maybe 7 o'clock in the morning, but that is perfect. No alarm clock.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, so you can sleep past your time typically.
Well, I'll wake up, right? But then I'll be like, I'm going right back to bed.
Good for you.
I'm also one of those guys, like, after I had those days off, so this morning, is today Monday? Yeah. So this morning I had to get up at 3:30, and so like every 2 hours I was waking up just to check the clock because you're worried you're going to oversleep, right? That's my
horrible
issue. Yeah.
I try to sleep in every day till 10. That's what I tell myself just so I'm fresh for the show at night, whatever, but I rarely do it. I'm usually up by 9, 8:30, whatever. But over the break, I said I'm sleeping in, but every day there was something going on at 8 o'clock. And one, we have a gas fireplace and they showed up to fix it. They're like, we can fix it. And I wanted to fix before Thanksgiving because we're having people over.
Yeah.
And they said, we can be there at like 7:30. I'm like, 7:30? They're making their workers. So the guy comes over. I had to pick up my, you remember I left here. I went to pick up my daughter at college. We got home like 2 a.m. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I want the thing fixed. And here's what he says. He didn't think he could fix it. Then he finds the part and he says, it turns out, sir, we do have the part. I don't have to order it. We can fix it today. I'm going to go meet my boss at Quick Trip and I'll come back and put it in. And I tell my wife this and she goes, how did he know he had the part? I'm like, what? Like, my wife just asks questions sometimes where I don't know where her brain goes.
It's right.
I'm like, great, they have the part. She's like, well, how did he know he had it? Like,
I don't know the process, honey.
I have no idea. And it would never occur to me to ask that question. Anyway, for whatever reason, every day I had to get up early. So today was my first day I could sort of sleep in, so I did. So I feel your pain, Todd, but you get up so much earlier than most people.
I hate it, too.
Yeah.
And every time I don't have to get up, I hate it even more when I get back to it, you know?
Yeah,
hate
right.
Hate it.
What can I do? How can I help?
You got an agent that can maybe work this out with the
maybe you and
corporate...
Conrad could do like a swap every once in a while. Let you sleep in, let him get up early.
So tomorrow morning, our morning show, Mino and the Mayor will be in Oshkosh. So Conrad has to come in tomorrow morning and be here while I'm in Oshkosh doing it from down there.
Oh, nice. So you get to sleep in a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
4 o'clock,
quarter after four.
The K-man thrown back into the fire.
I don't think he was very happy about that. But I'm like, listen, this is what radio is. You get your butt out of bed, kid.
You can tell when Conrad's not happy. There's always a pause before he responds, which is probably smart. He could fly off a handle or he could just take a beat. Say, okay, that sounds good.
I'd love to see him fly off the handle once.
It must have happened at some point in his life, but he seems very even keeled, I will say. But yeah, it has to have happened at some point.
Almost to the point where you want to shake him and just say, why are you so calm?
Yeah. What's going on with you, dude?
Yeah.
And I told you, Bill Leff, who's going to be on the show Monday to celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
He told, when he came on the show, it was Conrad's first show producing. And Bill said, Pete, I just want to tell you that when we were off the air, Conrad said after the show, he's going to kill me. He said that on the air and Conrad's eyes just got, like, I knew he knew he was kidding, but he still was like, you know, it was just a moment, but he kept his cool. So good for him.
Yeah.
Conrad will be back tomorrow night. Todd is filling in. We're going to have, and whenever Todd is here, and even when sometimes when Todd is not here, I like to talk about ghost stories with Todd because he has a side hobby of investigating the paranormal, which I find fascinating. And let's rope our first guest into that too, Todd. Heather Heil's going to be here.
Yep.
She's going to talk about Bark and Blue. They have this great event coming up with, it involves rum and dogs. I hear you. And that's how she described it to me in the text to me. So that's how I'm explaining it. She will explain in greater detail when she is on the show at 6:35 tonight. And then it's always fun to hang out with Heather. She's always up for anything. We'll talk some, maybe do a little ghost talk. I want to find out what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. That is her day job, but she has many interests and is kind of a staple here in Green Bay. So Heather will be here at 6:35, and then comedian Kevin Callum will be here at 7:20. He's doing a tour with two other comics through Wisconsin. They're doing small towns, which I think is great. And we talked to Mary Mack about that maybe 3 months ago. She was doing a tour of small towns. And you know what? What's so cool in a lot of small towns everywhere, but certainly in Wisconsin as well, they have these little, really quaint, fun theaters. So why not do stand-up comedy there? I think that's great. So we'll talk to Kevin. I've never met Kevin. We'll talk to him at 7:20. And a fun show tonight all the way around, because I don't know if you've heard this commercial, Todd. It drives me crazy. It's Brian Cox doing a commercial for McDonald's.
Okay.
And you get a four-piece McNuggets. Like, we're way beyond the time when celebrities don't cash in, and I don't blame them for cashing in. You got to make the money while you can. But as a consumer and a lover of the arts, it just bothers me when I hear these guys hawking McNuggets. Brian Cox.
And by hawking McNuggets, you mean selling them, not upchucking them.
Not okay. Doing a hawk to a girl type.
Right.
Yeah. And look, I mean, again, he's from Succession. He was the first Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter. The guy's a great actor. And hearing him in that British, that distinguished British accent, talk about the McDonald's menu is just really rough. But there's a few of them. There was a Robert Conrad commercial. Remember that when we were in the 70s? Yep. I dare you to knock this off my shoulder. A battery. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, but okay, whatever, you go with it. But I remember thinking, oh, it's weird. This guy's doing commercials. And listen, I am judging, but I'm not, because I think I would be the first guy to go, who's got a commercial for me?
I was just going to say, if somebody called you up tonight on the hotline and said, Pete, we want you to push.
You name it.
Yeah.
I have no shame.
You'd eat, what did you say on one of your promos? You'd eat cough drops or something like that during the movies? If somebody, the nut company, the big nut company.
Yeah, I'd cash in on that big nut money.
Yeah.
That was Stuart Waddles, I think.
Yeah,
that,
it was.
That pushed me to that. But yeah, listen, daddy's got kids in college. I need the money. I would do a commercial.
Don't you think that says something more about us as a country when we spend millions of dollars to go to the movies and we listen to some guy that is an actor tell us what to buy and we go out and buy it? Right.
But that's interesting. Maybe that should be the question. Would you do that? Would you go out and order this crappy value meal because Brian Cox is pushing it? They're just paying him. It's not like he's ordering that off the menu every day.
Right.
Right. So anyway, it's time, folks. It's time for the question of the night. So Todd, if you please.
All right. Stand by. Cause now I got to find it, but I do. Here it comes.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Does it bother you when celebrities do commercials? Jay Leno did a commercial for Doritos years ago.
Oh,
he's making
God.
$10 million a year. Does he have to sell Doritos? So that's the question tonight, folks. Very straightforward, very simple. How do you feel when you see your favorite actor? When I say actor, I mean actress too, doing commercials. Does it bother you? It bothers me. It doesn't ruin my day. But I kind of feel like, you know what? Let other actors who are still trying to make a living get that paycheck. You don't need it. That's my take. But let us know what you think. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us your answer or let us know on the app or the stream. However you are watching Nightlight tonight, it's just great to have you. So please be part of the show. It's always so much more fun when I get to read your texts on the radio. And let us know what you think about our question of the night. What do you think of that montage, Todd? Was that
kind of cool? Did you put that
Pregunta.
Together?
Yes. Okay, come on. Conrad cut it.
Yeah.
But I found the little beats and Dwight saying. So I thought, you know.
Perfect. Nice.
He found some good music for it, too. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a collaboration. But
nice work.
Yeah, thank you. That's always nice to make the boss
happy. For the morning show. And
do I have to get up early?
Yes.
No, thanks. All right, this bothered me today, Todd. I got to get this off my chest. I'm in Marinette. I'm going to get a burrito at my favorite burrito place, Blue Bike Burrito, if you're in Marinette. And so I'm on my way there, and this guy lets this woman into the road. She's pulling out from a car wash, and he stopped in front of me. I said, he's going to let her go, and he lets her onto the road. She doesn't wave.
Like to say thank you or anything?
Nothing. Just, you should let me in. I'm entitled. It was that kind of thing. That drives me crazy. It costs nothing. It takes no time. Unless her arm was in a sling and I didn't see that.
Right.
At least nod then.
Right.
You got to acknowledge people being good human beings and helping you out. I don't know. Am I on an island here? That drove me bananas. You wave, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a non-waver. So I don't know. That drove me kind of crazy. And then I realized playing over the Thanksgiving holiday, I had several games of charades.
Okay. Really? Yes. That kind of has that question. Really?
It's not 1984. I know that. But I did play charades quite a few times, and there is nothing funnier than someone who is there who doesn't know the family that well, who is horrible at charades. And there's that awkward thing where even their own team is giving suggestions. Try this. And the other team isn't even stopping them. Oh, it's such a gorgeous. I live for socially awkward moments. Yeah. I don't know. Am I alone there too? Maybe. I love watching people sweat. It's funny. It's absurd. And it made my Thanksgiving. I was thankful for those moments.
Charades.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Is that?
I don't know. Was it a big family thing?
It was like 14 people. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a big party.
Some family and a couple stragglers. Yeah. And it was fun. And it's, it was like a Griswold old fashioned family.
Anybody wearing a dickie drinking eggnog?
It was his daughter starting her career. College? Carnival.
I love that movie.
I love it too. I'll watch it this year like I do every year. Probably more than once, actually, because when people are there, you want to just put it on. And it's good background too. So I covered two of the things that I did see Wicked, which I loved.
Was it good?
I saw Gladiator 2 last weekend. I saw Wicked with a group. And I sat in front of people who I think thought they were in their own living room. Cause they talked and kicked my seat. And I turned around and I gave him a look and I said, will you please stop kick? I was hoping it was a guy like my age. It was a girl who was like 12. So now I got to back off.
Well, no wonder you're in a bad mood tonight.
Are we going to break or do I just need background music?
No, we are.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We have a special guest coming up next to review a film. Sweat on El Rosie, like a drunkard loose of mama's ring.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Sherry from Horicon checks in from the 920 and says, good evening, Pete and Todd. It's nice to be included, huh, Todd?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good evening, Sherry. Glad to have you with us as usual. Annie from Watertown says, OMG, Pete. Same thoughts when I heard McDonald's commercial. Annie, it's the only one I hear now. It's like I hear that three times a day, and it's so disturbing. It's the way he says it's. I think it's like the sophistication of that British actor saying McNuggets.
Yeah.
It's two different. And a four-piece McNuggets. It's just.
Well, here's my question. Do we have to have a British actor do it? Can't we have an American actor do it?
Yeah. Have The Rock do it.
Yeah.
Intellectually, that's like a wash, you know?
Well, Ryan I'm not going to say that because he could beat me up, but.
I think you could take him.
I don't think I could.
The camera adds 10 pounds, Cox. He is not as buff as he looks. Trust me. Sherry also says, no, does not make me buy the item. I am with you, Sherry. From the 920, I don't mind actors being in commercials, but the question I ask is, are they a fan of the product or just money grabbing? Great point. I do hate paid actors doing doctor medical type commercials. Nothing like a fake doctor telling you to buy something. That's a good one, too.
I play a doctor on TV.
So you should use this medicine. I don't even know.
Do you have hemorrhoids?
Oh, that's funny. Great text as always. And then on the stream, oh, I lost my stream comment. What was that? Someone checking in. Oh, this is great. Sean Ellis on the stream says, aloha, Pete Schwabe from Malike, Hawaii. Hawaii. Did I say that wrong? Malike, Hawaii. I almost said Malike Maka. Thanks for listening, Sean. Great to have you with us tonight. All right, we have a special. This is kind of fun. We have a special guest tonight, kind of a guest movie reviewer who's also produced Nightlight from time to time when I'm in Madison. He produces the Todd Alba Show, which is a phenomenal show here you can hear on the network from noon to two every day. And his name is Aaron Zommers, and he watched a movie I want to talk to him about, and he offered his talents tonight. So it's great to have him. Aaron, how are you?
Doing well. I'm standing outside the Nitty Gritty in Madison, taking this call real quick.
So I'm interrupting the mission you're on tonight.
What's the Nitty Gritty? That sounds cool.
Oh, it's a birthday bar. It's a bar and grill, but they also have special birthday stuff. So I get to drink free today.
And we got you early enough in the night where it won't affect your review, I'm assuming.
Yes, yes. I will be able to go through hot frosty.
Well, happy birthday, buddy. Very excited. Do you mind telling us how old you are, or do you not want to go there?
26.
26? Oh, my gosh.
All right, you know what? That's like half my age. Get out of here.
we need his review first, Todd. Okay, then we can kick him loose. Right. Well, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you're having a great night. And I'm thrilled that you still wanted to give this review on your birthday and take time out of your busy day. So you watched a film called Hot Frosty. And I have to be honest, when you reached out today, I kind of had forgotten about the film. But it's like a Lifetime parody, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Hot Frosty is a Netflix film that's kind of a, like you said, kind of a parody of Hallmark or Lifetime Christmas movies.
Yeah.
It's appropriately bad, but fun.
Okay.
So if you love cheesy Christmas movies, you're probably going to have a good time. If you love making fun of cheesy Christmas movies, you're probably going to have a good time. But if you are a nerd about movie production, it might drive you insane. It centers around a town whose specialty is making snow sculptures that are really good. At least in the winter, that's their specialty. And they make one that's like looks kind of like Michelangelo's David. And the main character, who is Gretchen Wieners from Mean Girls, or played by the same person at least, puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life. And because he was literally born yesterday, and he's a snow sculpture that didn't have any clothes, he starts streaking through the town. And law enforcement gets involved, and it's just a crazy thing. But the production angle that I brought up earlier, the snow sculptures are clearly made of styrofoam, and sometimes people bump into them and they like jostle around. And so there are a lot of production mistakes that made it into the final cut. And if that kind of thing drives you up the wall, it might not be the movie for you, but otherwise it's just a fun, ridiculous holiday movie.
Well, you and I have talked movies enough so that I respect your opinion, and I feel like there's probably something here. And I'm looking at it on Rotten Tomatoes right now. 85% from critics, who obviously got the joke. 54% of audiences liked it, just over half. So they probably went into it thinking we were going to see an actual full-blown cheesy Christmas movie, and it was all tongue-in-cheek, I'm guessing?
Right, right. Yeah, it kind of rides the line where if you don't know that it's a little bit of a joke, you might not think it is and then be like, oh, that was fine.
That's so great. Here's the summary. 2 years after losing your husband, Kathy magically brings a handsome snowman, I don't get that, to life. Through his naivety, the snowman helps Kathy to laugh and feel and love again as the two fall for each other just in time for the holidays. Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not. I've actually read a review of it that, upon seeing that, I agree with it. It's kind of like if you took the ridiculous plot of an online documentary of adult activities, the ridiculous plots right. of like a porn video, and then just took out all the porn and it's just a plot.
Where do I sign up for that?
I mean, I, for one, think that kind of stuff is hilarious. So this fits with that pretty well.
Call me crazy. If I'm watching porn, I want some sex in there. Just throw pepper it sporadically, well, even if you have to. But I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here. That's just me.
It might be, yeah.
God, I bet that audience is huge. What are you into? What's your kink? Snowmen.
I have one question for you, Aaron, regarding snowmen. If someone wanted to, if Todd said, come over and watch Netflix and chill, I've got a snowman movie.
Oh, God.
Where would that go?
Well, since I know Todd did not know what Netflix and chill meant until I told him a couple weeks ago, I would probably be willing to come over, but I would have, fake plans that night. Like, oh, sorry, I need to leave early.
Poor Todd. And let's clarify. Todd Alba. Todd Alba. Yeah, not Todd Michaels.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
He's lucky to have you, buddy. You're a lifesaver. So keep him out of trouble. And, if we write the sequel to this thing, we got to put some snowman sex in there. I don't feel bad suggesting that either.
No, I think that would be an improvement, especially because they have the whole, skin contact. How does it work when you're touching a snowman? Are they going to start melting? And that could make for some interesting plot points, I suppose.
I think so, too. Here's what you do. You just move the carrot down about 3 feet.
I think
there you go.
Gotta stop.
Aaron, happy birthday, buddy. Have a great night, and thank you for checking
thank
in.
Thank you.
All right. That's Aaron Zommer.
He's so awesome. I love him.
Producer of the Todd Elba Show. He wanted to do. He volunteered to come out and do that.
It.
I love it, too. That was fun. All right. When we come back, our friend Heather Hyatt will be here. We're going to talk about rum and dogs and a lot of other stuff, folks. You're not going to want to miss this. Heather's always fun. She's in studio. This is Peach Wabba in Nightlight with Todd Michaels riding shotgun on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, baby, I want to taste your lips. I want to be a fantasy. Yeah.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back. That text, by the way, Doctors Doing Commercials, was from Lee in De Pere. I just wanted to give credit. Thank you, Lee, for that. We got a good laugh out of that. That's our question for the night, folks. I don't know if these things bother you like they do me, but when actors do commercials, and it could be specific commercials too. Sometimes I don't like the two guys from Scrubs with the T-Mobile commercials.
You don't like
enough.
That?
The first one was like, oh, that's fun. And then they think it's like, no, we don't want a show based around this. But it kind of drives me a little nuts.
But sometimes the actors completely make that, Pete. So think about like the Betty White commercials with the Snickers hunger thing. Like it wouldn't have the same effect without Betty White in there.
I agree with that. And I love Betty White.
Right.
You better.
I think it's the...
I know.
I'll come
see,
that
just
window
throw down
right
with
now.
Betty White right away and we stop the conversation.
That is the voice of Heather Heil. Green Bay's own. A mover and a shaker from the Green Bay Children's Museum.
I try to
Museum,
be everything that's supposed
blue.
To be.
Yeah. So I kind of like, I had all these questions for you, but then we're talking during the break and you gave me like 12 more things to ask you.
I got a lot to say.
Let's start on a personal level because I consider you a friend. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was lovely. Thank you. Yeah. I am on the race crew for the Festival Foods Turkey Trot. So I was out with 7,000 of my closest friends making a great tradition for them in doing their race here in Green Bay.
Wow.
And then I went home and took a little snooze for about an hour. And then I went and did the tailgate thing and cheered on our Green Bay Packers to a victory.
That is a full Northeast Wisconsin day.
You have too much energy. Like I couldn't do the turkey trot, let alone going out and being in the parking lot at the Packers.
I don't think I could do the nap. That would overwhelm me.
Did the whole thing. I slept all day on Friday though. Not going to lie.
That's awesome.
Like I was done. So it was great. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was lovely. I really, I was doing this great thing where I was eating right and I was exercising, and then Thanksgiving weekend hit and I'm like, I barely fit into this shirt somehow.
Right. Same.
And
it's like, I had the feed bags come on.
It looks like an extra medium. Yeah. And it's just like sort of.
Ironically, Heather said something when she walked in and saw you. She's like, is that shirt too small?
I'm like, whoa,
is that Pete. Even, is that even
man.
Pete?
Yeah.
Who are you? Wrong there. What's with that thorax? Anyway, it was a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you.
But Todd was teasing me because we played charades at my house. So am I stuck in like 1979 or do
no,
people still
I love
do
a
that?
Good game okay. of charades or different games. There's actually a game right now that I saw on like TikTok or something. I don't even know what it was, where you can only make sounds to describe the words to the teams. And I thought, oh, this is so great. So like you pull a card and it says cat and all you can do is go meow. Yeah, that was a great cat, by the way. Yeah, but they're harder than that. Meow.
Where's my bell?
Coming this fall on Game Show Network, Heather Heil hosts...
Sound effects.
Animal charades.
What's that noise?
So good at that. I do want to be one of your film people, though. Can I do reviews for movies for you?
Listen, you... First, hold on. I want to say one more thing before we move. And then, of course, you can. But I also forgot to tell Todd this. We played charades on Thanksgiving. 2 days later, we got together and we just made up a game, and it had the makings of a train wreck all over it. It was like a hybrid of three different games, and nobody knew the rules, and we were like halfway through it. And then you realize it's just about the people you're with. And
100%.
You're laughing at the absurdity. It has nothing to do with the game.
Is there alcohol involved?
I was just going to ask the same thing.
Yeah, some people. Although, a few of us didn't. Like, I haven't had a drink in a couple of years, so... And I really hate that I haven't. I don't like myself for not drinking.
No, but. I think it's like an amazing thing that you're doing that. But usually, like, we all have that one person in our family who doesn't know. Yeah, it's usually me.
when to stop.
Yeah, when to stop. And then you're like, just let them go. Like, wind them up and let them go.
She's dancing with the leg lamp. Yeah. I know, it's okay.
This is going to make great video.
It's
keep
just
going.
Heather. That's just Heather at a gathering. No, but it's always about half. But nobody was, like, drunk. It was just, like, kind of, you know. I don't know. It was fun. So, all right. So you heard also on your way here, Aaron Sommer's reviewing Hot Frosty,
which
I have to watch now.
He did a great job doing that. So bravo, Aaron. But I'm going to tell you, I had a really hard time watched said movie.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really hard time getting past the fact that the two lead characters in this movie were from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And the snowman man who comes to life that she falls in love with is the hot doctor who is on Schitt's Creek.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's him. So, and he's like really ripped and like smoking hot. And I'm like, when did they become B-roll actors? Like, what is happening? But I love that it was like making fun of like Hallmark movies and not that,
that was
making
the whole
fun,
point
but
of it, right?
It was just kind of a spoof on it. It was cute.
Does he turn from a snowman into like a hot guy? Is that how that works?
Yeah, he is. And he's like naked in the Times Square. And then like the old couple who walks their dog every day sees them walking and they're like, ooh, sexy man who's
sexy
naked.
Sexy snowman, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is so ripe for jokes, Todd. I really need you to reel me back right now because my mind is racing.
Go for it. I'm ready to go.
Are we getting censored? Okay.
No.
The day Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it family friendly. I know Sherry from Horicon is listening, and I don't want to upset her.
Don't, no.
If she wasn't offended by your carrot comment earlier about dropping it down 3 feet, I don't think she'll be offended.
Oh, Pete.
Right? Talk about low-hanging fruit. You know what I'm saying?
Vegetables.
Yes.
they both work. Yeah, I don't know. I've heard snowmen are great in bed, but... I don't know. It's a snowman.
But he magically has a scarf and he comes to life and he's
it's
a human.
Like Frosty.
Yeah, like Frosty. He comes
that's
to
why
life.
They call
and then,
it Hot Frosty.
But he's a hot guy.
He's a hot guy.
Like if the snowman from Frosty became, if the snowman from Frosty became a real guy, it'd be like Lou Grant or Dom DeLuise, you know, and nobody needs to see that.
Durante, right? Jimmy Durante did the voice, right? So it'd be Jimmy.
It'd be Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're envisioning
Frosty
that right
the
now.
Snowman.
Yeah.
Made
but he starts like
joke.
All he does is like sit and watches her TV all day and then he learns like how to fix things and she has things wrong with her house. So she starts roofing and doing
He sounds kind of useless, but he's hot enough where she'd want to keep him around and
she
train
does,
him.
Trying to figure
and
it
mold
out.
Mold him into the man.
Well, and he accidentally, because he's naked, like busts through a window to get clothes. So he stole. So the police officer is trying to find him. So she's protecting him from the police officer.
The nude guy.
The nude man. Yeah.
None of this is making sense to me.
I got to tell you, I was going to go see this movie tonight. It's on Netflix. So I was going to go home and watch it. But it seems to me like, have you ever noticed, like my friend Paul, when he moved to LA, there was an earthquake. And he said he wasn't prepared for the amount of nudity during an earthquake because it was the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, as a matter of fact, there was a suspicious amount of nudity. Some guy kicked his underwear off and ran out because there was a chance to be naked. And I'm just saying, the snowman, this sounds a little suspect.
There was only like one nude scene, just the one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I brought up a picture. I'm not sure if you can see it in the studio under the nightlight tab for the studio link. Is that the guy?
Nightlight tab. For the
studio. I don't know the actor's name.
His name is, I just had it here when Aaron was on.
I should have if I was a reviewer, I would have all of this prepared.
He's
be here for you people to
Lacey
say.
Lacey Chabert, right, is the girl. Dustin Milligan? This guy?
Yeah, that's
dude's
the guy.
Dude's got some weird teeth though, right?
No, he's very handsome.
Of course he's British.
British snowman, yeah.
He's,
okay, he's what British, what, British people, what does that sound? See, no, okay, now we're gonna,
they do, and it, I think, admittedly, and I work over there a little bit, their teeth are not great.
They do. That's the thing, right? They have, but this is like his highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes. And this is like, I would love to see a British snowman saying stuff like, let's have a bath and pulp into bed, you know, like.
Kind of, yes. Mm-hmm.
But he can't really take a bath because he's a snowman. So overall, thumbs up, thumbs down, what do you think?
Overall. Two stars, thumb down.
Two stars, thumb down.
Oh, mm-hmm. Even though he's hot.
Even though he's hot. Mm-hmm. Again, I couldn't get past the Mean Girls woman as the actress and him being the hot Frosty.
So bad casting.
Yeah. Again, see, that's my commercial thing, like yours, where I'm like, don't put people you know in a movie like this. You want them to be no names.
Bad casting drives me crazy. Not just when I'm fishing either, but when I'm... watching a movie where the cast just does not. You can no. You started to laugh and then you went with ba-dum-bum like you didn't want to. That's just so. You're so rude, Heather.
No, it was a polite laugh, and then I realized you're not laughing. That's not funny.
Yeah. I don't laugh at my own jokes.
Yes, you do.
Can take your cues from Todd. Todd's got a pretty good barometer for comedy, I think. Right?
Pretty much.
Todd's a funny dude. Yes.
Yeah, he makes me laugh. All right, so let's, this is ridiculous. Let's get down to the kidding around is pretty much over. You've got serious stuff here to.
I do.
Yeah, so let's talk about, first of all, tell people that might be listening about Bark and Blue.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
The Bark and Blue Foundation is a 501c3 non-for-profit organization that serves police canines in the Brown County and Outagamie County areas. The only reason that it is limited to those two counties is because those are counties that help us with our fundraising efforts. So if there's someone out there listening who might want to be interested in it, we would love to have those conversations with you. So people want to meet your dogs and want to engage with your police department. So I need you in helping with our fundraising efforts. So we raise money for these officers and canines, so the teams, to help offset any funds that they might not have in their city's budgets. And not that the cities aren't budgeting for them, they're just dogs. And anyone who owns a pet knows that pets can be expensive, especially a working dog who might bust a tooth or might break something because they're just doing different training. So we just want to make sure that we're helping to take care of them and keeping them healthy. But we really want to help with the training costs for them so those things don't happen to begin with.
So, but these dogs are considered police officers, really, right?
100%. They have a badge, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm.
And then did they have a dental plan?
They do not have a dental plan. I'm trying to work on
oversight.
That. Believe you me. Yeah.
So, but the fact that you have to raise money, that's kind of troubling. Like, it seems like they should be covered, right? I mean,
they should in theory, but some of the costs, you don't know what you're looking to cover. And a lot of government agencies don't see those as necessities with those. And as a dog lover and those out there of if your police, for example, water dishes for their car and just specialty things that we can help them with.
That's so great. Do the dogs...
Water dishes was a terrible example. first aid kits. They make specialty first aid kits for police dogs. And why this is important, we actually gave one to the Green Bay Police Department And a few years back, one of their dogs was stabbed in an incident, and that first aid kit was the first line in saving that dog's life.
Oh, that's so cool.
So those types of things that don't seem like things that they need, are we just help to offset those costs.
How did you get involved? Like, you're not a police officer. You do love dogs, you said, but what made you kind of jump into the fray and be an advocate for dogs that are police officers?
There had been a dog in the Fond du Lac area who was hurt in the line of duty, and I really wanted to do something for that dog. And they were so overwhelmed with community support, which is awesome. Go Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
That I had been going through a program called Leadership Green Bay at the time in Green Bay, and the police chief, Jim Arts, was in my class, and I said, I really need to do something. And he put me in touch with his canine lieutenant, and him and I started raising I'm like, what do you need? And he was telling me about dogs that were perishing in squad cars because there were no alert systems, like on a hot summer day.
Oh my gosh.
When you would leave a dog in the car to go check on a call that you might not need the dog, there was no way to tell if something happened to the car. So in Brown County and Outagamie County right now, all of the cars have alert systems, and a dog will never perish from heat or freeze from cold.
That's so cool. So these dogs, I'm fascinated by that. Like, do you think they like being police dogs?
You
think they look at other dogs chasing sticks and go, oh God, why can't I do that?
No.
Really?
Not at all. These dogs love to work. It is a reward system. It is amazing to watch them work. They know when to turn it on. They know when to turn it off. And I have an event coming up where you can come and meet some of these dogs and see that for yourself.
We're going to talk about that next. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. And I'm amazed, Todd, these dogs are police officers.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And you're an animal lover.
Absolutely.
Do they get retirement?
They do.
Do they divest? Do they have financial planners?
No, they don't.
No. Maybe that's something we have to work toward.
I mean, right? that's another goal. Yeah, I just take care of them while they're working. And once they retire, they have a good puppy life.
I don't use the word hero very often when speaking about myself, but I think maybe I should helm that.
Get a cape first, okay?
I could get behind this. Yeah,
all right, Heather Heil is my guest. She's so much fun. She works. Tell us what you do at the Green Bay Children's Museum, because I always get your title wrong.
I am the business development director at the Children's Museum, glorified money raiser to help
your
sustain.
Side hustles, yeah. You're raising money for everything. You just get people to empty their pockets. That's so cool.
I will be your most expensive friend, I promise.
All right, when we come back with Heather, we're going to be talking booze and dogs. Is it a good combination?
Sure.
You tell us, Heather. We'll talk about that next. So great to have you with me on Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
So, all right, Heather, I know you haven't seen one of the movies I made called The Godfather Green Bay because you thought you did.
I did. I thought today I was in it. I'm like, yeah. I was in Pete's film.
You were in a different movie with Green Bay in the title. Which happens. It happens.
to everyone. Normal
you thought
thing.
You were
totally
in,
normal.
You know, the Poseidon Adventure. Oh, mm-hmm. No, it was this movie.
I was like, oh my gosh. I was in, like, I'm like, I was like, I'm going to go see Pete today. I'm like, what movie did he make? And I looked it up. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the movie that Gina and I went to and tried to be extras in and just didn't make it. And so I was all excited to tell you that. And then. Wrong movie.
And they shot at them. But here's the thing. Movie. People, when you make a movie in a small town, it becomes kind of known for that town or the title. Like my buddy Bob Brown made a film called Escanaba in the Moonlight.
I've seen this film. I was in radio when that came out and interviewed Daniels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had shared at that time that his favorite scene was the bathroom scene. When he's in the outhouse and has an explosive problem.
Mm-hmm. He did that in Dumb and Dumber, too.
Yep.
He does great bathroom work.
There's something about that. Mm-hmm. He does. He really does.
But Lauren Holly, who was in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, is in Hot Frosty.
She is. What is her role?
I don't know. What did she?
Let me see her.
Let's go to the IMDb.
Let's go to the tape.
Hot Frosty. Let's see if we can pull up her scene. I sent her a message about a month ago, and I have not heard back. I'm trying to get her on the show. She hasn't even read it yet. She probably just kicked it right to voicemail. Here's Hot Frosty. Okay, Lauren plays. Where is she? Lauren plays and if Jane Miller. Does that sound familiar?
No.
Okay.
No, she wasn't a hot man with his shirt off, so...
So Heather does not have any that. Idea.
No, she had her shirt on the entire time. I don't know who that
She's
is.
She's like, oh, I remember there were some women in the film, but...
I think. That, I saw some longer hair, but...
I honestly don't remember her.
God, her IMDb rating is 113. She's way up there. Is that from Hot Frosty, do you think?
It could be. This film is... People are
pretty
loving
hot.
This film.
I like the Hot Frosty, opposites, whatever you call it. Oxymoron.
A lot going on
in this,
there.
In my case, just a moron. All right, Heather Heil is here. It's so great to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
I love that you come downtown here, all the way downtown from the... You live in the suburbs?
I do. I live in De Pere.
Oh, that's not...
Yeah, take a little trip. Yeah. Come to see you.
Come into the big city.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You're no stranger to the big city. Let's talk about this really cool event you have, the Bark and Blue Foundation Vodka and Rum Launch Party. I love that alcohol was worked into this.
Anytime that I can like bring all of the things together, I will.
And is this a fundraiser for all the stuff we were just talking about?
It is.
Tell us about
it. So our friend Tom, who owns Paradise North Distillery here in Green Bay, which is a rum distillery. So yeah. It's our only distillery here in Green Bay, and it's you should go visit it regardless. Tom and I sat down and had I had some beverages and talked about him creating a rum to sell to make money for the police canines. So we did a bunch of tastings and we ended up with a rum and a vodka that he is making specialty for us. And we're going to do a big launch party with those bottles coming up on December 12th at Paradise North.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So is the idea being that when you set it in this kind of setting, people just empty their pockets for, and you make good money from the alcohol sales that you can funnel to the fundraiser?
The ultimate goal is to raise money for the canines. Yeah. However, it is an opportunity for you, your friends, to get together. It's hard to get together for the holidays. We all say, hey, let's get together. This might be a great opportunity for you to get them together. Come and try some of these drinks. And he's going to have like these really great drinks with these. So with the vodka, he's going to make a puppy teeny and a Bark and Stormy, which will be vodka with a ginger beer. Right. And then there's going to be the Bark and Blue Caramel Coconut Rum, which will be a thin blue line, which is similar to a White Russian, and called an Unleashed, which is a rum old fashioned. And if you have not had a rum old fashioned, you are in for a treat.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than like whiskey or brandy?
That's all I drink now.
Yeah, rum.
Is the rum old fashions.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's really delightful. So you can come and try those. He'll have his other full menu. You can also just sample them and be able to purchase them. And then a portion of those bottles will go directly to the Bark and Blue Foundation. We will have officers with their partners there from Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, Brown County, all there. So you can come and get all your puppy love in them. And then also a local restaurant called Margaritas here in Green Bay is going to be catering and food. So and Leo G is going to play music. So it's really a full night. It's from 6 until 8. Come eat, drink, and be merry.
And it's December?
December 12th. It's a Thursday evening.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Leo G. Is he a jazz musician?
He kind of plays a little bit of everything. Okay. He's an acoustic guy.
Oh, okay.
Really, really fun music to listen to. And again, to come and have some holiday cheer. And the best way to spread holiday cheer is barking loud for all to hear, Pete.
Love it. You were just telling me to during the break. I said people go more crazy for animals than they do other people. And you said sometimes, Heather said sometimes I go and I'm like, oh, there's a sick child and can, you know, we need to raise this. And they're like, I'm having a tough
I'm sorry. We're going to pass. It's really not in the budget. And then like a week later, I'm like, oh gosh, I need this for a puppy because whatever. Sure. What do you need? Where do I write the check to?
Here's a blank check.
And there's no judgment there because there's just people who really connect with dogs.
Yeah.
So we all have different heartstrings, and this is really a fun way to do that with these police dogs.
So where can people find out more information about this event? Is there a website?
Sure. We have it's barkandblue.org.
Okay.
And it's the letter N, and then also on our Facebook page. Now, I want to also mention, Pete, this is a free event.
Oh, wow.
I just ask that you register on Eventbrite, and there's a link on our Facebook page for that, just so I kind of know how many people I should be catering food for.
Do you have any idea how many you'll have?
No.
Nothing yet. Todd, are you gone?
Oh, everyone's going.
More than likely, yeah.
Oh, thanks for bringing this out.
Huh? Come on. This little holiday spirit, little dog action.
This was supposed to be a novelty, like in 1976, and somehow it made it into the rotation as one of the classics.
Sure did.
Boy, you're crabby tonight. <Love it. laughs>
All right, we'll have a few more minutes with Heather when we come back. I'm not kicking out. You can stay as long as you want.
Yes, okay.
Let's make it a sleepover.
Okay. Nightlight with Ebenezer Scrooge over there.
Guilty as charged. This is Peach Wobbin Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned for award-winning news and then more with our friend Heather Heil. Coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.